I love you. I hear you. I'm so sorry that this is what you're going through, and I'm sending you so much love and so much strength. You are doing so amazing, and I know it might seem like you're not, but I'm getting emotional. I promise you, you are so worthy and so enough and so loved, and this does not define who you are as a person. Hello, my loves. Welcome back to another episode of The Art of Nourishment. I hope you're having an amazing day or night or whenever you're listening to this. If you're new here, welcome to the family. I'm so, so happy to have you here. Happy National Eating Disorder Awareness Week. This week obviously holds such a special place in my heart, and I figured it was the perfect time to make an episode related to relapses. I feel like this is something that is so taboo in the recovery community. I feel like it is something that people try not to talk about. I remember posting my I relapse video like it was yesterday. I remember the day like it was yesterday, and if you haven't seen that video, I will link it down below. But it's so hard being in the depths of your eating disorder or starting your recovery and going through something like a relapse or a slip up. I remember feeling so numb, so closed off from myself, so guilty, so shameful, so angry. That aside, I'm going to get into some tips for relapsing. These are tips that I used myself when I relapsed, and no, that video was not the only time that I had a slip up, but it was the only time that I filmed it and posted it. And I do really think the most important part of relapses and of slip ups in recovery are the way that you deal with them afterwards. So I'm going to give you guys 5 tips to deal with a relapse, what to do after, what will make you feel better, what I think you should do, and what specifically helped me during my relapses. And if you think this episode will trigger you in any way, shape, or form, please click out. I won't be offended. I just want you to be okay. I also want to preface before we go into the tips that I am now accepting one-on-one coaching clients for my recovery coaching. And if you feel like you need that extra support in recovery or you want to start recovery but you don't know how to, please send me a DM. Check out my website. I will put the link below. I'm here for you. And I would be so lucky and so happy to guide you on your journey to food freedom. Now, deep breath, tip time. My very first tip is arguably the most important tip that I'm going to tell you out of all of these tips, and that is be kind to your mind. This is something that I will preach and scream from the rooftops as many times as I can. It is so important that after a relapse or a slip up that you do not put yourself down. Listen, I know that our first instinct after having a relapse or a slip up is to berate ourselves, get angry, get upset. Why did I do this? I shouldn't have done this. I feel so guilty. I've failed. You know, all of the things that come up when you do go through something like that. But this is your sign to stop that right now. You are not defined by this moment. You are not defined by what just happened or what has happened. You have been fighting for this. You have been working your butt off for this. And this one moment does not negate anything that you have worked hard on. Anything. This moment is so small in the grand scheme of things. And like I said, the moment isn't the big part. The big part is when you decide, okay, that's not happening again. The way you react to the moment is much bigger than the moment itself. And I know that's easier said than done because once you're in it, you feel awful, you feel terrible. All you want to do is crawl into bed and maybe cry, maybe not. If you have bulimia like I did, maybe you're just feeling super numb and confused and you don't know what to feel. And I'm here to tell you that that's okay. This is something that is so hard to put into words and something that is so hard to tangibly understand. But the most important part of it all is that you are kind to your mind, that you are giving yourself grace, that you are giving yourself love. The one thing that you don't want to do during a relapse is put yourself down because you've already done something to harm yourself. You don't need to do anything else. This is the time where you step up and you say, I'm okay, I'm loved, I'm worthy, I respect myself, I respect my body, I'm sorry for doing this, but it's okay. And I know it feels like it's so big and detrimental, but it's just a moment. It's just a moment. Just like in life, you have ups and you have downs. You just tripped a little. That's okay. It's totally fine. And I promise you, it's going to be okay. And this moment now will help you define why you're doing this, define who you want to be. Because 9 times out of 10, a slip up or a relapse will help you remember why you're doing this in the first place. So be kind to yourself, give yourself grace, give yourself love. And I emphasize this so much because our words have such an impact on the way we feel, and you've already done something to hurt yourself. I know it sucks, I know it feels terrible, but this is your chance now to take care of yourself in a way that you couldn't before or you didn't know how to before. Tip number 2 is be kind to your body, and this affects everything. Once you've been kind to your mind, the next step is your body. Your body has gone through something just like your mind has, and whether that's you've purged, whether that's you've binged, whether that's you've restricted, whatever it is, whatever you've done, be kind to your body. And so I'm going to give a couple examples. First one is if you are in bulimia recovery and you've purged, be kind to your body. Eat something. I know that when I purged, I would be really hungry after it and I would force myself not to eat. And I'm telling you, eat something. Tell your body that it is safe, that it is okay. Bring it back to baseline. If you binged and restricted the next day, eat something. If you are trying not to eat because you binged, eat something. If you overexercise to make up for your binge, eat something. Make sure that you are fueling your body consistently and you are reminding it that you still love it, that you still care, that you're still there for it. Because right now, just as much as you're going through something, so is your body. You have to be able to sit with it and say, I am still here for you. Because so far, especially if you're in recovery, your body doesn't fully trust you 100%. That's why you don't have the hunger cues. That's why you're not able to ask yourself what you want sometimes. That's why maybe you have extreme hunger. There are so many ways that you have told your body that it can't trust you. And now is one of those opportunities to say, you can trust me. I'm still here. So being kind to your body in whatever capacity that means for you, please do it. Tip number 3, rest. You're probably feeling super down, you're probably feeling blah, maybe you're feeling numb, whatever it is you're feeling, know that it's okay and allow yourself the rest. So whether that means literally crawling into bed, watching something funny, watching something fun, watching a favorite movie, whether that's sitting on a cozy couch and reading, whether that's getting a blanket and grabbing a hot chocolate, whether that is lighting a candle and taking a bubble bath, give your body and your mind the rest it needs. And I don't really mean go to bed, although if it's nighttime, absolutely go to bed, but give your body any sort of rest. Let it relax, let it almost breathe a sigh of relief, and whatever you can do that will make you and your body feel like that, do it. Know that it's okay, know that you deserve this rest because you've just gone through something. You're allowed to take rest, you're allowed to take space. So sit with that, breathe into that, and decide what your body needs. And it doesn't matter if you relapsed last week and now you're hearing this and you're like, well, I can't rest because I did it last week. Wrong. You can rest right now. Go take a bath. I'm telling you, go take a bath, go get a hot chocolate, go get a fuzzy blanket, or go grab your dog. You are allowed to rest always, always, you will always be allowed to rest. You will never have to make up for rest, and you will never have to earn rest. Rest is yours always. It doesn't matter when you relapse. It doesn't matter if you haven't relapsed. Rest. You are allowed, I promise you. Tip number 4, reach out for support. Sometimes telling yourself, I am okay, this is okay, I'll be okay, isn't enough. And that's okay. I know I'm saying okay a lot, but I really do want to emphasize all of this is okay. And the reason why I'm saying it so much is because I know that when you're going through that or after that, you don't feel okay. You feel like none of this is okay. You feel like none of this is working. You're not working. You're not enough. You can't do this. You can't do this. And you go into a spiral. I promise you, you are okay. You are going to be okay. And it is okay to relapse. Relapses are common. Slip-ups happen. It is rarer for slip-ups and relapses not to happen in recovery. And the reason why they happen is so that you are given the opportunity to work on it. That's my dog. Reach out to someone, whether that is a friend, a family member, someone you know online, someone that you know cares for you deeply, someone that you know will support you no matter what. You are allowed to reach out. You are allowed to ask for help. It is not weak to ask for help. It is not lame to ask for help. People care about you and people want to know you are okay. And if you don't have anyone that you can reach out to, message me. Send me a DM on Instagram. My Instagram is MirandaRox, R-O-X. Like I say in every video, my DMs are always open. Always, always. Send me a DM. Let me know what's going on. I will do my best to answer, but I am here for you and I love you always. Telling someone that you need help or telling someone that you feel down or even telling someone you relapse, which you don't have to do, will make you feel better because it takes that pressure off of your shoulders. And we all know that eating disorders love to sit in guilt and shame. So don't let that happen. Lastly, my 5th and final tip, get back on track. This tip doesn't mean what diet culture has made it mean. This tip means get back on track with your recovery. My favorite way to do that is to come back to my why and remind myself of why I started in the first place. So if you don't have a why already, write it down and get back into your routine, whether that's challenging your fear foods, whether that's taking care of your body, whether that's going on a walk, doing things that will get you back into that mindset of recovery, because it is a mindset and it is something that the more you do, the easier it will become. So once you are done resting, once you are done being kind to yourself and your body and your mind and reaching out and receiving love and support, once you feel ready, not right away, but once you feel ready, get back on track, get back into your routine. I do just want to emphasize that you haven't paused your recovery. You haven't gone backwards. You've just tripped a little. It's just a little slip. It happens to everyone. If you see someone slip on the street, do they turn around and walk back home? Most of the time, no. They'll just keep going because it's just a slip. It doesn't mean anything. So really, really, truly sit with that and know that you didn't do anything to mess up your recovery. You are still in recovery. You are still putting in the work. Listening to this podcast right now is you putting in the work. So breathe into that, sit with it, and know that you are doing everything you can. You are enough and fully worthy and present in this moment right now. And know that it's okay. You're okay and you will be okay. I love you. I'm going to end the podcast episode there. You are on the right path and everything happens exactly as it should. Trust in that timing. Trust in yourself. Trust in your body. And know that everything's going to be okay. I love you. I see you. I hear you. I know how hard it is, but you've got this. I know you do. I'm sending you so much love and strength and warmth and support. I love you so, so much. I hope you have the most amazing week. And I'll see you in my next episode.